Gunda Chodesh. So in light of Chodesh Adar, I figured I'd discuss the Indian of Kriyas HaMegillah, in particular the Brach of Shechayanu that we say in Megillah. So look at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Reish Tzadi Beis. The Mechaber writes, HaKoreis HaMegillah, that when one reads the Megillah, Mevarech Lefaneh Shlosha Brachos. You say three brachos, Al Mikra Megillah, V'Shas HaNisim, V'Shechayanu. That's what happens at night time. Ubayom Eino Chozer Mevarech Shechayanu. The Sfardim, I assume this is the Halacha, L'maisa, what they do not say a Shechayanu again during the daytime reading. But the Ramah writes, V'yesh Omrim, there are those, Af B'yom Mevarech Shechayanu, V'chei Nogin B'chol Medinos Elu, that we do repeat a Shechayanu during the daytime. So the question, what is this machlokes, whether or not you say a Shechayanu again B'yom? So it begins the Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet. The Gemara there has a series of statements in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And the Gemara quotes that Chayv Adam Likros es HaMegillah, a person needs to recite the Megillah Balayla, Ulishnos HaBayom, he needs to read it a second time during the day. How do you know? Quotes a pasuk, Shenemar Lokai Ekra Yomam Velo Sane, Velayla Velo Dumila. There's an Indian to read at nighttime and an Indian to read during the daytime. So the Gemara's initial understanding of this statement, a fascinating Havamina, not for now, but I'll just read it anyways. Savarminei, the initial thought was, Limikre Balayla, you're supposed to learn, rather, read the Megillah Balayla, Ulemisna Masnisin Dida B'Yamama, and then learn the Mishnayos of Maseches Megillah during the daytime. So there's a Machlokes Rishon, does this mean Mishnayos in place of the Megillah, or Mishnayos in addition to the Megillah? But comes along Rabbi Yirmiyah and he explains everything clearly. He clarifies, Amar Lohu Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lididi Mefarshili, it was explained to me, the Rabbi Yechir Ba'aba, he explained to me, Kigon Da'ami Inchi, what it means is, what does it mean, Lishnosa, not to learn Mishnayos, it means, Avar Parshasa Da Vasnaya, read the Parsha once, and then repeat it yet a second time. So as we all know, we read the Megillah two times on Purim, once Balayla, and once Bayom. So Tosas comments there on the bottom of Daf Dalad. Tosas writes, this is number three, Omeri, Diafa Gav de Mivarech Zman Balayla, Chozer Mivarech Osa Bayom. Even though we said Zman, we said Shechianu Balayla during the reading, we repeated Shechianu again during the daytime reading, and the reason is, De Iker, Pisume Nisa Have Bukriya Diyamama. The Iker reading, the Iker Pirsum Nisa, is Dafka during the day, so that's why we repeat a Shechianu Bayom. He goes on to prove that Bayom is certainly the Iker. There's no Suda Balayla, there's only a Suda Bayom. And he brings other sources that the Psukim clearly emphasize the Inyan of Yomim, daytime. So the daytime is the reading. We say it once at night, the Shechianu, but we repeat the Shechianu again during the daytime. So that's the understanding of Tosos. That's how the Ashkenazim Paskin. We're going to have to get a little bit deeper why that is. But that's the Shita of Tosos. You say Shechianu Balayla Uvayom. Comes along the Rush. The Rush brings another proof. How do we know that Bayom is the Iker? Again, Tosis' reason for repeating a Shechayanu is because daytime reading is the Iker. So what's the Rush's, one of his proofs that the daytime reading is the Iker? So the Rush writes to the end of number four. This is a Simen Vav, Perek Aleph, Maseches Megillah. V'od shebnei kfarim shayu makadimim el yom haknisa. We know the first Mishnah tells us that the kfarim are able to go to their earlier day, to Monday or Thursday, to read. Mistama, he writes, Bayom hayubam l'shmasa Megillah. They traveled during the daytime. They didn't travel at nighttime. They didn't have lights like we have. They traveled during the daytime. L'shmasa Megillah. Kishibayin l'kriyas haTorah. When they went to hear the Kriyas haTorah on Mondays and Thursdays, they chapped Megillah there as well. Alma, we see from here as well. She'ikir kriyas haBayom. The Iker reading is during the daytime. So what do they do at nighttime or the Yom HaKnisa? So the Ran has two days. The Ran says either they didn't read at all, Balayla at all. They did away with the reading at nighttime for the Kfar. Or they read B'yachidus by themselves in their home. They opened up a Megillah, they opened up a Tanakh, and read Megillah Esther. But you see from this din of the Kfarim reading earlier on Yom HaKnisa that the daytime reading is the Iker. And that's why we repeat a Shechayanu B'mikra Megillah Bayom. That's the Shita of the Tosos, the Rush, and the Ramah.
Why do you say the Shechayanu before at all?
So we're going to get to that. We're going to explain deeper when we get there. We're very good. The Rambam writes, and this is the basis of the Shulchan Aruch, Rambam writes in number 5, Hilchos Megillah, Perek Aleph, Ubayom, Eino, Chozer, Umivarech, Shechianu. You already said it at Shechianu at nighttime, why would you repeat it during the daytime? So what's the understanding of the Rambam? What's the explanation the Rambam says that you said it at night already and you don't need to say it during the day? What's the Svara?
Well, people
Ah, so one far is right. So look at the next page, number two. The Gilyoni Ashas, Rav Yosef Engel, quotes from the Sefer Rokeach. He writes in number six here. The Iker Mitzvahs Kriyas HaMegillah, Balayla, like you just said. Balayla is the Iker. So once you said Balayla, Bayom, the second one is just a second, it's a repeat of it. It's a tafel to the first reading, and therefore there is no need for Shech Yanu. So there's a very fundamental machlokus between the Rambam and the Tosfos, whether the Iker reading is Bayom, or is the Iker reading Balayla. We're going to see some nafkaminas in just a second, but I just want to point to the Gra. The Gra has a different understanding of the Shita of the Rambam. He thinks, in number seven, the Rambam says, really, afagav de ikri zamana bayom, the Rambam holds the ikri reading is the daytime, just like Tosfos writes. So how come you don't repeat the Shech Yanu bayom? So he says, kevan sheberich balayla, this is your question, yotza. You ready for yotza, is Shech Yanu at nighttime? Delo garet, no worse. Mayim birach hasukka velulav b'shas asiyah. The Gemara tells us that when we know, when you shake the lulav, you say a Shech Yanu. When you sit in the sukkah the first night, you say a Shech Yanu. Let's say when I was getting my lulav together before a sukkah, I said a Shech Yanu on the asiyas a lulav. Or when I was building my sukkah, I said a Shech Yanu on building, when you're allowed to. We don't do this, but you are allowed to. So the Gemara paskins, if you said a Shech Yanu when you built the sukkah, when you prepared your lulav, that Shech Yanu covers the actual sitting in the sukkah when Yontif comes. And it covers the shaking of the lulav. So why should this be any worse? If I said a Shech Yanu the night of Purim on Megillah, so Avada will cover the daytime reading, even if the daytime reading is the Iker. Just like shaking the lulav is the Iker, sitting in the sukkah is the Iker, but if I said the Shech Yanu a few days earlier, that covers the Iker. So too, the night of the Megillah, if I said Shech Yanu, even though that was the tafel of the reading, it's going to cover the Iker reading by Yom. That's what the Gra explains in the Rambam.
Nafkamina is that by the other two examples the Rav is giving is that only Hechsher Mitzvah here the Iker Mitzvah is Mitzvah.
So it's a Kal v'chomer. So Vada, even more so, this should be covering it. The Shech Yanu and a Hechsher Mitzvah works for a Iker Mitzvah, so certainly an actual Ki Mitzvah should be able to work for the actual Mitzvah as well, the Iker, more Iker Mitzvah. Yeah.
It may not be the topic for today, but that whole idea in the Gemara that you can make a Shech Yanu on your sukkah a week before the Yontif, and then you don't make a Shech Yanu day, very puzzling to the nature of the bracha.
Correct, right. Not for today, but you're right, it does, 100%. So, but we're going to move forward, keeping in mind, based on the Gilyoni Ashas's understanding, that the Rambam and Tosfos assume, have a machlokas rather, whether the Iker reading is Balayla, or whether the Iker reading is Bayom. So again, Rambam holds Iker is Balayla, so you say Shech Yanu Balayla, and there's no need to say Bayom, the daytime is the secondary reading. The Tosfos assumes that the Iker one is Bayom, they just repeat this Bayom, so even though you said it Balayla, you have to say it again, because the Iker reading is Bayom, which again, requires a lot of explanation, we'll get to. But
could you ask the same question, Lulu of Hanukkah, the first day, you say Shech Yanu, you're doing the same mitzvah, then the next day, but you're not saying Shech Yanu.
But for the Tosfos, the only explanation is, right, since the Iker is Bayom, the first Hanukkah, they're all equal every single night. But here, it was Tafel, nighttime, and
So by Lulav, you have, I guess, a puzzle.
Right.
So you can say the Iker the Lulav is Yom HaRishon, then after that, it's not.
Right. So normally, Iker is first, right, and then Tafel comes later on.
Right.
What's unique about Megillah is the Iker is later on.
Right.
So that's what makes it different in this case. So what's a nafkamina, whether the Iker reading is Balayla or the Iker one is Bayom? So first nafkamina is, do you have to say Shech Yanu again during the daytime? The Sfas Emes, I'm not going to go through all the sources here. Sfas Emes, based on a very complicated sugya in Megillah Daf Yotes. If a person from Yerushalayim, let's say, from a walled city, is traveling now to a non-walled city. So we know in Yerushalayim they read on which day?
Tesvav.
And everywhere else pretty much they read on Yud Dalet. So let's say you're Ben Yerushalayim, you're outside, you're in Tel Aviv. Someone asked me this shayla actually on Shabbos. So he's in Tel Aviv, Leil Yud Dalet, but he lives in Yerushalayim. Does he have to hear the Megillah reading while he's in Tel Aviv? It's Purim there, it's Leil Yud Dalet. So the Mishnah says, wherever you are, depends when you plan on going back. So when do you plan on traveling? So what the Rashi understands is that if you plan on leaving Tel Aviv before sunrise, even though you spend the whole night in Tel Aviv, Leil Yud Dalet, you're there all night, you plan on leaving before sunrise, before the daytime, you don't have to read with Tel Aviv in the Yud Dalet, because the Yom is the Iker. wherever you are during the daytime, that dictates it. So since Yom Yudalad, he won't be in Tel Aviv, he's going to be back in Yerushalayim, he's potter even from the night, even from Leil Yudalad, because Leil Yudalad follows Yom Yudalad. But according to the Rambam, and the Taz learns this out from the Rambam, Rambam makes no distinction of sunrise. So the Rambam says, even if you're only there Balayla, Leil Yudalad, and even if you plan on leaving before sunrise, you have to read Leil Yudalad in Tel Aviv. You have to read Balayla. Because the Rambam holds the Iker reading is Balayla. So wherever you are Balayla, that's what you have to read. So the Rambam is Lashitaso. That's why the Rambam again says there's no need to hear to say Sheachyanu again Bayom, because it always follows the night time. Once you said Sheachyanu Balayla, you're Yotze. So too, wherever you are Leil Yudalad, that dictates whether you have to read or not. But Rashi holds it's all Bayom. So we care, where are you when sunrise? I don't care where you were the night before. Sunrise, are you in a place that reads on Yudalad? Or are you in a place that reads on Tezvav? And that's another nafka mina, whether the Iker Megillah is Balayla, or the Iker reading is Bayom. Yes?
And what are we doing with all the other mitzvahs in the day? There's some sheikhs that are just saying, well, since there are certain things that are happening during the day, then you better repeat it. Maybe it's for the Mishloach Manos, maybe it's for this, maybe it's...
Yeah, so that's a whole other discussion, what they do. We're not. That's our focus right now, but about the other mitzvahs, that's a whole other discussion.
But it's not entered into this?
Yeah, no.
It's only the Megillah?
Yeah.
According to the Rambam, if you were there on the 14th in Tel Aviv and you read at night, and then you have to leave on emergency before sunrise, and you're back in Yerushalayim during the day, you have to now split it up and read the second one on the 15th the following day?
Or yeah, you have to read again on the 15th,
on the following,
yeah.
But only the daytime.
Yeah, I believe even if the Rambam, even if you read Leil Yudalad and Yom Yudalad, if you're back in Yerushalayim on the 15th, you have to read again Leil 15th, Leil Tezvav, and Yom Tezvav as well. So that's all. Basis Rambam versus Tosfos, when is the Iker reading? But the big question is, for the Ashkenazim at least, why in the world would Tosfos say Sheachyanu two times? Once you say it at nighttime, even if Bayom is an Iker mitzvah, like the Gras says, the Sheachyanu at nighttime, Shilachora cover the Sheachyanu Bayom. Even if you hold that, the Iker mitzvah is Bayom. So I'll go on a little tangent about the nature of Sheachyanu before we're going to go through like five, six different explanations on Shitas Tosfos as to why you need to repeat the Sheachyanu two times. But before I do that, I wanted to give a just basic background of the Sheachyanu. These sources are not here. There's a Gemara tells us the two places in Pesachim that there are two types of Sheachyanus. There's a Sheachyanu we say, I'll get the Gemara quote the actual line here. The Gemara says, in the middle of Pesachim, this is the Daf Tzadi Heim and Beis, the Gemara talks about saying a Sheachyanu when bringing a Karban Pesach. So what's the Indian of saying a Sheachyanu when bringing the Karban Pesach? So the Gemara has the idea, Efshir Yisrael Shochten es Pischeim, is it possible that Klai Yisrael Shechting a Karban Pesach, V'nolen es Lulavim, they're taking a Lulav, V'ein Omrim Hala, and not saying Hala, how could that be? They have Simchas of the Mitzvah. The Simcha performing a Mitzvah, they're not saying Hala? So this Gemara indicates that you're supposed to say a Sheachyanu when encountering a new Mitzvah. A Mitzvah you haven't done in a while, like Karban Pesach, and like the Netiyas Lulav, you say a Sheachyanu. So Sheachyanu is a din in key mitzvahs. That's one Gemara. And then there's a Gemara later on, the Ari Pesachim. I just lost the daf for a second here. Let me quickly find it. Here we go. It's on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. It talks about every time a Klai Yisrael saved, Akol Perek Uperek, Vakol Tzara Tzara, Shlotov Olem Lisrael, Uchshini Golim. Whenever something bad happens, and we get redeemed, we're supposed to say halo. So this is a halo on the zman, not on a mitzvah, on a zman, on a new milestone. So there's sometimes halo on a mitzvah, and sometimes there's halo on a zman, on a yontif. Kedushas Hayom, let's say. We say a zman on a new sukkis, on Chanukah. We also say a zman on performance of mitzvah. So those are two types. Now let's, yeah. It's on both of them. Let's say a person forgets to say Sheachyanu when he lights the nearest Chanukah.
So
when you're walking the Shuk, the Gemara says, you could say Sheachyanu because it's also on the daytime. It's on both the mitzvah and the yom. There's two in Yanim. Sometimes we have them combined, and sometimes we could separate the two. So there's one that's a din in the mitzvah, one that's a din in the yom. So I'm going to break it down a little bit further. The Gemara says in Brachos that when a person buys a bayis chadash, a beged chadash, you say a shechianu. What's the reason for that? Because there's simcha, you get all the happiness. And the Gemara in Ervin says, the Indian of saying a shechianu is a din in zman, reaching a new milestone. So let's just say that again. Is it a din in zman, or is it din in simcha? I'm going to bring nafkaminas to just help the flesh out a little bit further. So the Gemara, the end of Pesachim, the very last daf of Pesachim, has a kasha. When it comes to a pidyon haben, we had one here last Sunday, there's a pidyon haben downstairs in the social hall. Who says a shechianu? So the Gemara asks, there's a very last sugi in Pesachim. Asks the Gemara, who says a pidyon haben? It's pashut that the avi haben says the bracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzos of vitzivanu al pidyon haben. That's pashut. But what about the shechianu? Do we say that the kohen should say the bracha of shechianu? Or maybe the avi haben should say the shechianu? What's the root of the machlokas? So the Gemara explains. Do we say that the Kohen should get the bracha, the kamati hanalia? The Akiva was the Kohen last week. He made a lot of money, like $86, I think, or so. So he got hana. That was the simcha. So maybe the Kohen should say the shechianu. Or maybe the Aviyah ben should say the bracha, the ka'avid mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. He has a new milestone, a new zman he received. So is it a din in the simcha, the hana shebo? Or is it din in the zman? That seems to be what the Gemara is grappling with over here. So what are some nafkaminas, just to bring this out further? So we discussed it already a couple of times over the past few days, bris milah. When it comes to bris milah, Ashkenazim paskin that there is no shechianu at a bris milah because the Gemara in Ksuba says, Sarah dianuka, the child is crying. You can't say shechianu when the child is crying. But Svardim, the Rambam, the Gra all say that you do say a shechianu. So one explanation is because he thinks, the Rambam thinks that shechianu is not a din in simcha. It's a din in zman. It's a new opportunity to perform a mitzvah. It's a new zman. And therefore, even though the child is under all this pain, it's not a steer because shechianu is not a simcha type of bracha. It's just, we reach a new milestone, so we say shechianu, thanks to Hashem, but no relationship to simcha. So, bris milah, the Svardim hold that there is a shechianu because it has nothing to do with simcha, and the Ashkenazim think that there is no bris milah because shechianu is about simcha and there is no simcha at a bris milah. Another nafkamina. Do you say shechianu during the 3 weeks or not? What's the halach? Anyone know? No? Right? Shabbos? Okay, but generally we don't. But the Gra says you can. It's a chumra yisera, he writes. What's the machlokas here? Everyone agrees it's not a simcha time during the 3 weeks. So we assume that shechianu is about simcha. So you can't say shechianu during the 3 weeks. It's a time of simcha. But the Gra l'shitaso holds, no, shechianu is not a din of simcha, it's a din of zman. You just got to a new stage in life. You got into a further, you lived for another few weeks, another few years. So you could say, just like you say shechianu at a bris milah, because shechianu has nothing to do with simcha, so too you could say shechianu during 3 weeks because it has nothing to do with simcha. So that's enough nafkamina. Rambam, I don't think, addresses the point of 3 weeks. Yeah. That's another question, why not? It's a different point. Some say because you don't know if it's going to be a successful marriage. That's a good kasha. You got a question, Dave? Okay,
fine. Where do you get the idea of simcha from? It says zman hazeh. It sounds like zman.
It says hana. The Gemara says hana. The Gemara explains it's about hana. It's about hana also. The hana you get from a beged chadash, a bayis chadash. So either way, these are two types of shechianos. Yeah. Exactly. You can't really pull them out of each one. They're both relevant. The mitzvah and the zman and the simcha.
It's about mitzvah, the acre mitzvah of Megillah is Persumenisa. When's Persumenisa relevant? I mean, on Hanukkah we have it, Persumenisa relevant at night. When's Persumenisa relevant?
Right, so we're going to get to that point of the Rogachover. He holds Persumenisa is only relevant by Yom. We'll get to that point though. But this is just the background of understanding two types of shechianus. Is it a zman or is it a din of simcha? Now let's go through the various answers. We're trying to figure out why does Tosfos require shechianu balayla and again bayom. Just because bayom is an ikur mitzvah doesn't mean you should repeat a shechianu. So let's go through a number of answers. Number 15, the Orchos Chaim is one of the Rishonim. Orchos Chaim writes in Hilchos Megillah, number 15. Reading just the bold here, he says, Shekol kriya chova bifnei atzma. What's he saying? Shekol kriya chova bifnei atzma. Each kriya is an independent mitzvah, nothing to do with each other. They're not related, and it's as if you're performing two different mitzvahs. It's as if you're doing netiyas lulav and you're sitting in the sukkah. So even though we're reading the same exact thing, everything's exactly the same, it's still viewed as two independent mitzvahs. That's a big chiddush. Again, it's no different than doing a netilas lulav and sitting in the sukkah. Even though they're both on the same yontif, and also different times, so too, this is the same exact thing. Two different mitzvahs demand two separate shechianos. Granted, one's more ikker, but still, that's the understanding of the Or Chaim, why they each deserve their independent shechianu.
Then you got to explain why lulav every day and sukkah every day. You know, we make a bracha every time we eat the sukkah, but we don't make a shechianu every time.
Correct.
It's not.
Yes, so
what's the level of independence there?
Very, very good. So the Gemara already by sukkah and lulav talks about how sukkah is considered one mitzvah, because your chayiv day and nighttime, from beginning to end, it's one long mitzvah, aricht, I think the Gemara calls it. And balulav, it's each day is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, because balayla you're pata from sukkah, so that it renews itself each day. To your question, so how come there's no independent, no shechianu on each day, should say? So the simple answer is because begvulin, there's only a mitzvah Yom Day, Yom Rishon. But what about in the Beis HaMikdash with Zachiyev Midaraisa to take the lulav every single day? So your question is, how do you define an independent mitzvah? So I hear. Good question. Yeah. Fine. Next explanation is the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is going to fit in what we were just saying before about the two different types of Shechiyah. Let's read this inside. Go to number 16 with the second paragraph. Ulanias Daiti Nira. It appears to me, says the Pnei Yeshua, Devada Iker Chiyuv Kriyasa Shetiknu Lekros Kedina Haynu Bayom. The Iker reading is the daytime. Does Hayazman Hanes Shina Kalu Al Nafshim. That's when the miracle happened. That's when we were saved. Jumping down a couple lines. V'chiyuva Afilu Hachi. Still, nonetheless, Tiknu Sheivarach Kemo Bechol Mitzvah Derabanan. Fine. Dileinin Zman Hayanirli Shetarach Levarach Balayla. When you say the bracha of Shechianu at nighttime, lav mishum kriyas ha-megillah l'chud, it's not only on the reading, not only on the mitzvah, ela mishum chovas hayom, it's because of the yontif, kevin da'aso chachamim kimo regel. The chachamim, the anshe knesa gedola, made Purim into a yontif, into a regel, like Sukkot, like Pesach, and like Shavuos. And therefore, and he goes on to explain, there's a mishtev v'simcha, and this has a real din of a yomtiv. So nighttime Shechianu is on the yomtiv, the Kedushas Hayom, which is a big chiddush, that there's Kedushas Hayom on Purim. And then during the daytime, it goes down one more line here, Yesh levarach zman, kemo zman diregel, ulemachar, bayom levarachim zman al mitzvahs, kriyas ha-megillah. So Pnei Yeshua's mechadish, the two types of Shechianus that we just presented earlier, so that's the two Shechianus that the Tosis is referring to. Balayla, it's on the Kedushas Hayom. It's on the Kedusha, the Yomtif of Purim. And Bayom, it's on the Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Nafka Mina would be, if a person, let's say, forgot to say Shechianu at nighttime, at the reading of the Megillah, the mitzvah's over, and then he remembers, he goes home, should you say Shechianu? So if Shechianu is a din of Kedushas Hayom, Yom, so then Vada, according to the Bnei Yeshua, you should say it, because it's still Purim. But if you assume, like the Or Chaim, that's only a mitzvah, it's a bracha on the mitzvah, so the mitzvah already is done. It's too late to say the Shechianu. There is no Kedushas Yomtiv on Purim, according to Or Chaim and according to the simple understanding of many Rishonim. So this is the pshat of the Pnei Yeshua. Yeah.
Can we say the Shechianu at night also goes on the other mitzvahs of the day?
The daytime.
I mean, Svarim could be different, though, because they don't say it during the daytime. For the Ashkenazim, we announce, have in mind that this Shechianu works for Matanos Lev Yonim and Shalach Manos and
which
the Suda,
one?
The daytime one, we have that in mind, just in case, because maybe there shouldn't be a Shechianu in the first place, like the Svardim hold. So just to cover all our bases, we say, have in mind all the other mitzvahs. But maybe for the Svardim, you probably make that announcement Balayla, because you only say it one time, to have the other mitzvahs in mind. So but we do that during the daytime, just to protect ourselves, because maybe it'll be a bracha, suffix brachos, yeah.
Didn't that we said before by Hanukkah, that if you didn't say the Shechianu by Lai, you could say it just does it apply by Purim?
Right, so according to Pnei Yeshua, it does apply. He holds that there's real Kedushas Yomtiv to Purim. Now, it seems obvious if Hanukkah, which is a lesser Kedusha than Purim, so it should seem obvious Purim certainly has a Kedushas Yomtiv to it. And on top of that, there is no Indian of Suda when it comes to Hanukkah, but there is an Indian of Suda when it comes to Purim. So Purim seems to have a greater Kedusha than Hanukkah, so it would be a Kavachomer. But others seem to, we'll see in a second, the Meiri rejects this concept. He doesn't think that there's real Kedushas Yomtif when it comes to Purim.
So what's the end? Why are we being Yotze, which is a B'di Evid, by the Shechianu, by somebody else's Shechianu, why don't we just let him make the Shechiyanu by the Megillah? And we, if we're not doing the Kriyas Megillah, make a Shechiyanu by either the Suda, by Matanas Avyanu, or by Shalachmat, or something else. And make the bracha ourselves.
No, why can we be Yote with his bracha of the Baal Kori when he says Shechiyanu?
Isn't it better to do it yourself than to be
Yote? There's a Rov Am Hajj's Melech.
What about Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur. It's true, we whisper it. True. We do whisper it. We whisper it. That's true.
Right. Yeah. No, but the women make themselves.
Yeah, here. It's a good kasha. A good kasha. Not sure.
But this person who read the Megillah by mistake, he said he's following the idea that it's on Kedushas Yom Tov. Just to cover his bases, maybe he should read it by himself.
Which case?
You gave the case of somebody read the Megillah and didn't say Shechiyanu, mm-hmm. came home and asked the question, could he say Shechiyanu?
Right.
So on the idea that it's on the Kedusha of the day, he could say it again.
Right.
But what if you didn't hold by that? Then should he just read it when he goes
no,
home?
No, because he read it was Yotze. He read it was Yotze the Mitzvah. So you can't do that again. All right, it's a very good question. I hear. Not sure. Fine. So right now we have two different suggestions as to why Tosfos requires two brachas. One is because they're two independent mitzvahs. That's Orchos Chaim. And the Pnei Yeshua is Mechadish because there are two different types of Shechiyanus. Nighttime is on the Kedushas Yom Tov, and the daytime is on the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, which is the Iker mitzvah. Sfas Emes now says something really different. He takes it a step further. Sfas Emes writes there in the Gemara, number 17. The Al Sukkah, Ein Mevarchin Zman, Rak Balayla. Even though Yom Tov Sukkahs, we only say Balayla, we don't repeat it again during the daytime on the Sukkah. Mikom Makom Shapir Heviya Tosos Raya Dehayom Chalak Min Halayla. The chiyuv mishtav esimcha ain't a balayla. There is no yontif, there is no celebration of Purim at nighttime, because we know the Gemara tells us if you try to eat the suda balayla, you're not yotze the mitzvah Purim, the mishtav Purim. Vimkein nira dehem kimo shnei yamim tovim. Now before we had that Orchos Chaim said there are two mitzvahs. Now the Sfas Emes says no, there are two different kedushas yoms. De belayla lek ela mitzvahs kriya. Nighttime, the only way of making a yomtiv is the kriya sa megillah. That's all it has. So that's one level of a yomtiv. But yom tov, he rak by yom, the yomtiv of it is only by yom, kidamrin and yimei, mishtav esimchaksim. Only during the day could you eat the meals. So Sfas Emes says the complete opposite of the Orchos Chaim, that there are two types of kedushas yoms. There's a layla kedushas yom, which warrants its own shechiyanu. And then the daytime has a new Kedushas Yom of Yimei Mishav Simcha, and that itself warrants its own independent Shechiyan.
So he's learning from the word Yimei that there are two Yom, instead of the Pshat, which would be Purim and Shushan Purim.
So I don't think Yimei is teaching us 2 days. I think Yimei is focusing on the daytime is the when there's a Mishav Simcha. Eating is only during the daytime. That's the Gemara uses this pasuk. But Belayla, you are not Yotze, the Misha Belayla. That's what the Gemara, Yema is teaching us. But that's the idea. So there's a nighttime Kedushas Yom Tov, and then there's a daytime Kedushas Yom Tov. And each of these Yomim Tovim, if you will, deserve their own Shechiyanu. Fine. So we have three Pshatim now. Now the Meiri very very interestingly writes, look at the Meiri, the number 18, the end of number 18. And he really is very much against this whole premise that there's Kedushas Yom Tov when it comes to Purim. That the Yom Tov Purim requires a Shechiyanu. Kriyas Megillah, the mitzvah, that I get. I get that there's a Shechiyanu on the performance of the mitzvah. But to say Shechiyanu on the Kedusha Purim, look what he writes to the end of number 18. This is the page number 4 at the top. The last three lines in the bold. Mikol Makom Ein Divrem Klum. I don't like those who say that Purim deserves a Shechiyanu for the Kedusha Shiva. Shekol She'ein Sham Kos LeKiddush. Ein Bozman. If there is no Kiddush, there is no Kedusha. Kiddush, whenever there's Kiddush, that is the simon that there's Kedusha there. If there is no Kiddush, that means there's no Kedusha. So he asks a good question. What about Yom Kippur? We say Shechiyanu on the Yom Kippur. There is no Kiddush on Yom Kippur. So he says, Al Tishivenu, don't ask me Yom HaKippurim, Shekedusha so Yisera, there's extra Kedusha, Lo Nafka Koso, El Mitad Itzer Shtia Shibo. There's no drinking because you can't drink. But there really should be Kiddush.
So is that a shayla if somebody eats on Yom Kippur if they have to make Kiddush?
Exactly. We pass cannot, but yeah, that is a shayla. That is a shayla.
No,
you do not. You do not say Kiddush if you eat on Yom Kippur. If you have to eat on Yom Kippur, you do not say. But don't ask Akasha, because of course you don't have Kiddush because you can't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur.
Why do you have to come on to the no shtia? The Torah is its own. There's a custom that Yom Kippur has its own Kiddush. Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. it has its own kedusha. It's from the all the other things doesn't have that, but Yom Kippur has that inherent kedusha. So what do you have to come on to shtia? You don't even have it.
Right. So the question is, Tosos, or rather Miri, understood that you could have kedusha that exists outside the Torah. He could fathom such a concept. How do you know when such a kedusha exists if there's kiddush? If Purim had kiddush, even though there's no pasuk that describes the kedusha of Purim, so if the Chachamim instituted kiddush in Purim, then he could understand that. But just because the pesukim are not, kedusha isn't limited to that which is in the Torah. It could go beyond that. So just because Yom Kippur is mentioned in the Torah and the greatness of the day is mentioned in the Torah, doesn't necessarily mean that it warrants a Shechianu, and the kiddush is a real, that's the indicator that there's kedusha, the fact that there's a need for kiddush. Okay.
So Meiri doesn't deal with the question of Shechianu twice. He's just arguing on that
exactly.
Point.
Exactly. Those who say there's kedusha of Purim, kedusha Yom Tov and Purim, that he's rejecting, exactly. Now there's a fourth pshat in the toughest Paneach, the Ragachever, to Akiba's point about the two elements of Kriyas Megillah. Look at number 19. He writes, I'm reading just the bold here. The Yesh Boshnei Mitzvos, there are two different mitzvos. Echad Akriya Gufa, one is the actual reading, Shezeh Tikun. Vishasheni, the second din is Mishim Pirsa Manes. So there are two elements. Every time you read the Megillah, there is the Kriyas Megillah, the mitzvah, and then there's Pirsumi Nisa. And there's many nafkaminas here. If I daven b'yichidus, if I rather read b'yichidus, there's no element of Pirsumi Nisa, but there is, of course, the element of Kriyas Megillah. So he writes further in the bold, V'nei gavi yoma knisa kriya lo havi rak mishim pirsim. V'lo mishim mitzvahs kriya. When the Kfarim read earlier on Mondays or Thursday, the Yom HaKnisa, where it's not the Yom Tov HaPurim, but they're reading there, they are only accomplishing Pirsumei Nes, but they're not accomplishing Kriyas HaMegillah because it's not the right day. There is no Kriyas HaMegillah. This is the Chiddush of the Tzafnes Paneach. Ki oz Shayach Mitzvah, then that's when there's a Ein Shayach Mitzvah because it's not the day, and Balayla Leka Pirsum. He writes that at nighttime there is no Pirsumei Nes. Ulefize, go down one more line. Balayla lo havi mitzvah b'yom haknisa rak b'yom. V'gam tzarech rak asara. Now, according to this, one more line down. Ulefize b'yom yesh mitzvah chadasha. During the daytime of a regular Purim now, there's a new mitzvah when the sun rises. What's that new mitzvah? V'haynu pirsum. Because at nighttime, he brings proof, there is no pirsum anes balayla. I know you're going to ask the question from Chanukah. But Chanukah, the light candles does bring about the pirsum anes. It only works if it's dark out. But Megillah, the content of the Megillah is Pirsumei Nisa only by Yom. So nighttime there's no Pirsumei Nisa. So nighttime I said the Shechianu on Kriyas Megillah. By Yom I'm saying the Bracha Shechianu on Pirsumei Nisa. And that's the Chiddush of the Tzafnes Paneach. Yeah, Kiba.
Why is there no Pirsumei Nisa at night?
So he brings a Raya here. I skipped it. He says, look at the Gemara Brachos Daf Nun Dalet. I don't remember what Daf Nun Dalet says there. But you have to look there for his Raya. It's a long daf.
If you have everybody sitting in shul, there are hundreds of people, you would think.
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't have to look it up at the Gemara. And he says, look at the rush there as well. But that's his assumption.
I mean, the nes happened during the
day. Yeah.
No, that's not, because the actual, the killing of the enemy didn't happen the day before. So that's not.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Not
yeah.
What can we say by Shabbos? Can we say it that after a certain hour, when people aren't in the shuk, there's no more Pirsumei Nisa.
Right.
By night, people are not in the shuk.
That too, as well. I mean, even right, it's a very good point Chas is making. Even in Chanukah, according to Pashup Shah the Gemara, only those first 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever the zman is of Shkia until Tzeis, everyone gets home. The mitzvah is only those 30 minutes. Beyond that, no one's outside anymore, so there's no mitzvah Pirsumei Nisa anymore. But Akiva is saying, but still, in the end of the day, everybody comes to shul. So you got hundreds of people sitting in shul, and they're hearing the Megillah, so there should be some level of Pirsumei Nisa in shul. So it's a good kasha. I don't know what the Gemara there says, but that's the assumption of the Ragachava, that there is no Pirsumei Nisa Belaila. So the mitzvah Shechianu, bracha rather of Shechianu, is only on the Megillah, but by Yom, the bracha of Shechianu is on Pirsumei Nisa. There is one last suggestion. This is, again, going to the fifth suggestion of, again, why does Tosfos require Shechianu both Belaila and by Yom? And that's Rav Jolti. Rav Jolti writes in Mishnas Yavetz that no, Kriyas HaMegillah, you don't have it here. Kriyas HaMegillah, it's not on Bar Ilan, so I didn't.
It's
a, yeah, I know. I need to borrow it. Mine got destroyed in Hurricane Sandy, and they don't sell them anymore, so I'm stuck without them. But Rav Jolti, he writes that you cannot separate Kriyas HaMegillah and Pirsumei Nisa. They're attached. You can't separate those two dinim. But there is another din of Mikra Megillah. That's that Kriyasa Zu Hilula. Right. Hilula. There's an element of Hallel. In addition to the Kriya and Pirsum Minisa, there's an element of Hallel. Hallel, the Gemara tells us in Megillah later, Daf Chaf, Chaf Amid Beis, I think, Hallel can only be said when? Bayom. Right? The Pasuk says Bayom, several places. What? That's a unique time. That's a whole other Indian. But other than Pesach, which is a whole other discussion, maybe we'll do that after for Pesach Shirim. We'll do Hallel Balayla. That we can only say Hallel Bayom. The Pasuk says Bayom. And light of today, of course, also we said it today. So therefore, says Rav Zsolti, at nighttime you say Shechianu on Kriyas Megillah and Pirsum Nisa. There is Pirsum Nisa and Lalaila. But Shechianu, the bracha is on the Halal Shabbat. That wasn't there Balaila, that Halal is only Bayom, only during the daytime. And those are the two dinim according to Rav Zsolti. So with this said, we have now five suggestions to explain the Shita of the Toso, Shita of Ramah, as to why we say Shechianu both Balaila and Bayom. Okay, I'm not going to be here next week, but in 2 weeks,